You're listening to SBS News.
The Cassis family marked the start of their holiday, as many do, with selfies. Smiling excitedly at the gate in Melbourne Airport, Father Munza, Mother Diala, and children Rami and Sabin were supposed to be on their way for a trip of a lifetime to Italy. Mr. Cassis told SBS about the moment Emirates staff refused to let them board the final leg of their journey to Milan.
He started waving by his hand, no, not going to Milan, we're going back to Melbourne. And my wife started crying, my kids, like, it's the bad situation I've had in my life.
The Cassis family fled Syria in 2015, with barely their clothes on their backs, let alone passports. Now permanent Australian residents, they believed they had the documents that allowed them to travel. The government had granted them a certificate of identity, a travel document which looks very similar to an Australian passport. The passport office says it may be issued to non-Australian citizens who are unable to obtain a travel document from their country of nationality. But Emirates staff were wary of the document and decided it would not comply with Italian law. Migration law expert Professor Mary Croc says countries have the power not only to punish the individual, but also the airline, if they do not have the right documents.
The Italian government essentially said that that's not enough. And in fact, all around the world, what happens is that if governments are not happy with a person's identity, they can both exclude the individual but also impose carrier sanctions on the aircraft carrying them to the country. And it's for that reason, I think, that they probably were not allowed to get onto a plane to go to Italy.
Emirates told SBS it abided by the rules and regulations of the respective issuing country, in this case, Italy. But Mr. Cassis says he's frustrated by people questioning his citizenship.
When I said it's Australian passport, he said, no, you're not Australian, that you are Syrian. I know I'm Syrian. And it's like passport from Australian government. All the Australian people the same here. They have background, you know, someone from Italy, someone from Germany, someone, you know, from everywhere. Like, it's multi-culture.
The trip to Italy was supposed to be so much more than a holiday. They were also going to visit family who now reside there. Daughter Sabin says the last time she saw her cousin was when she left Syria.
We're all crying because we were going to Lebanon, from Lebanon to Australia. Yeah, and my cousin was crying a lot. She was just yelling from the veranda, "Don't go."
Mr. Cassis says before the trip, he was assured by staff at the Italian consulate in Melbourne that he didn't need any further documentation.
Then I asked if I need a visa to go to Italy, and they says no. If you're holding travel document, you don't need a visa to go to Italy. Then I asked her, like, can you give me something, like, in my hand that if I show the people this one, they like... And she said, yeah, and he sent me the email the other days. And the email says, if you're holding travel document, you don't need a visa to go to Italy.
SBS contacted the consulate for comment. The Department of Home Affairs says travellers must ensure they have the right entry documents for the countries they are visiting or transiting, and check other entry or exit requirements. But Professor Croc says it's often more complicated than that for people from certain backgrounds.
The reality is around the world that if you come from a country that has produced a lot of refugees, that is going to place you at risk of being excluded from countries.
It's an emotional setback for the Cassis family, but Mr. Cassis says he is determined to try again.
I want to try again to, like, make them happy again. I'm not going to give up. I want to make them happy again like before.
Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.